This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Organizers are getting ready for a big demonstration during Bank of America's shareholders meeting in Charlotte next week. They're critical of the bank's practices that led to thousands of illegal foreclosures. And while demonstrators march outside Bank of America's headquarters, there's another protest that's made its way into the boardroom. Trillium Asset Management is an investment firm that owns shares in BOA. Trillium, as an investor, has asked Bank of America to vote on a proposal that would limit the bank's political donations. Joining me now is Jonas Krohn, Vice President for Shareholder Advocacy at Trillium. Welcome to the program, Jonas. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me about this proposal.
So we have introduced a shareholder proposal at the company asking the shareholders to vote on the question of whether the board of directors should adopt a policy that would prohibit the use of corporate funds for any political election or campaign.
And what's behind that? Why?
Well, I think as we all know, Bank of America has been having a rather rough go of things over the last few years. And our goal in the shareholder proposal is really to get Bank of America to protect itself from the reputational damage that can come from political spending and activity. You know, the Bank of America needs to focus on restoring the integrity of its products and its services, and right now being perceived as a corporation that depends on political goodwill for its survival really only compounds, you know, the scale of the problems for the bank.
Tell us about this strategy of working from within. Essentially, as a shareholder, you're asking Bank of America to do what those protesters outside, the so-called 99%, who may not have much of a share in Bank of America, would also like to see.
Well, you know, shareholder advocacy, that is, you know, as you mentioned, you know, coming from within the company, has a long tradition and has actually, on the issue of political spending, has been a very active part of the debate for a while, particularly when it comes to political spending disclosure. What makes this proposal different is that we're actually asking the company to stop political spending. And from our perspective, from an investor perspective, there's really sort of two ways that you can look at this. One is from sort of a bigger picture point of view, which is the importance of a functioning democracy to economic growth and prosperity. And as diversified investors, we depend on broad economic growth. And for that, we really need our political system to be operating properly so that it can allocate resources in a socially beneficial and efficient manner. And if that system is really undermined by the corrupting influence of money, we all suffer the consequences, including the negative economic consequences of crony capitalism. But even looking at it just from the narrow point of view of Bank of America, there's been some interesting studies, one from Harvard this past December and then another one at the University of Minnesota, that looked at the relationship between political activity and shareholder value and the prosperity of a company. And both of those studies concluded that political activity is negatively correlated with shareholder value and is, generally speaking, risky. When you engage in political spending, you actually end up with a lot of added baggage for the company. You have lost opportunity costs for managers' time. There's distractions and opportunities for confusion for middle managers and employees. And for an organization, for a company like Bank of America, you have the risk of consumer backlash, which we're seeing outside, you know, the meeting, which we will be seeing outside the meeting next week.
It's interesting that the data suggests that it's not helpful for shareholder value to get engaged. I would guess that the managers and the board thinks, well, you know what, if we can just buy ourselves some political, some political support, we don't really need public opinion on our side, and we can kind of manage the rules that would protect Bank of America, that sort of thing. I mean, I'm guessing that's the logic behind becoming engaged.
Well, if that really is the approach, you know, we would suggest that that's a fundamentally misguided way to approach one's business. If you're approaching one's business by engaging in political spending in order to get the regulatory structure to be in your favor, that's also known as crony capitalism, rather than actually competing on the merits of your business and building good products and services, we believe that would be a misallocation of resources.
Of course, the other argument for Bank of America is we're not going to be the only first ones to drop out. If others are engaged in this game, we can't afford to stop playing the game the way they do. If crony capitalism is the name of the game, we're in.
Well, I should probably stress that what we're talking about in this shareholder proposal is really about political spending and not about lobbying. And there is a whole debate about lobbying and whether, you know, and what are the appropriate boundaries on lobbying. But this proposal is really about political spending. And, you know, Bank of America is really considered one of the heavy hitters by the Center of Responsive Politics. You know, it's one of the top 40 spending organizations in the country. And this, you know, so far this year, it's about been $1.7 million, and that's compared to $2.5 million in 2010. But even with those numbers, that doesn't even capture all of it. You know, those figures don't include payments to trade associations or other tax-exempt organizations that really could channel corporate money for political purposes that we really don't know what's going on there. So those numbers are likely to be even higher at this point.
Now, there's not much chance that this proposal will be approved by the board. Is that right?
Well, historically, this is not this proposal, this kind of ask has been knocking around for a while. And traditionally, these proposals get in the single digits of the votes. I think because of the level of concern about the issue this year, generally speaking, but also at Bank of America in particular, I think we'll probably see an appreciable increase in the vote totals. But I think it's important just to put that vote in perspective in a couple of ways. One, political spending disclosure proposals, which is a little bit different than this, which is asking the company to stop political spending, those proposals started off a number of years ago in the single digits as well, and over time have slowly built and now get 30, 40, sometimes even up to 50% of the vote, and have had a really significant impact on company practices regarding disclosure. So, you know, we believe that as this debate continues, not only at Bank of America, but at other companies, that these votes will go up and that they will be, you know, there'll be increasing mainstream acceptance. And then I think the other important piece to point out is that if someone controlled 5% of Bank of America, the board of directors would pay significant attention to what that person, what that entity thought about the business and how they were running the business. You know, that's a threshold that requires a certain level of disclosure by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And I think it's important for everyone to keep in mind that even at single digits, that's a significant articulation of support for this proposal. That's billions of dollars in assets supporting a proposal like this. So, you know, we'll have to see how the vote goes next week, but I think we're going to see an appreciable increase.
That's interesting. Over. And you think that there will be more over time. You're actually building momentum for this kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this isn't just, you know, we're not just jumping in for the short term. This is a long-term endeavor to really address the corrupting influence of money and politics that we believe really sort of is a disservice not only to common citizens, to everybody on a daily day-to-day basis, but it's undermining our system, our economy, and it's introducing crony capitalism, which doesn't serve us or shareholders, or ultimately the companies very well.
Jonas Kron, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Jonas Kron, Vice President and of Shareholder Advocacy at Trillium Asset Management. Coming up on The State of Things, a tale of poverty, death, and unmet erotic desire. And it's a musical. The Burning Coal Theater Company stages Thomas Hardy's Jude the Obscure on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.